Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It's a pleasure to welcome back to our studios representative of the Coast Guard House Restaurant, the beautiful Coast Guard House Restaurant. Alyssa Wybrennick is here. It's great to have you back again. We're going to be talking about wine at the Coast Guard House. And in order to do that, I know nothing about wine. I decided to bring in my local wine expert. Gail Jensik is here, and she's more of an expert than me. That's why I say that. She's my wife and enjoys occasional glasses of wine, which I must say I don't do very often. So my history is, you know, Boone's Farm type of thing. And that's not what we're going to talk about
today.
No,
we are not.
No, okay. So let's start off and just talk about what's new at the Coast Guard House.
Oh, well, thank you first for having me this evening. Appreciate it, the opportunity to talk about our beautiful wine program at the Coast Guard House, which is constantly evolving. I think one of the big things that people notice when they come in is how many wines by the glass we offer. And it continually changes because, like anything, things trend, things change, so we always want to keep some things there that are more relevant and then always those comfortable options that people have confidence ordering. So we have over 30 by the glass options. And
35?
Over 30. It changes because we have like a wine of the day sometimes. Sometimes we don't, but we've been doing a rosé of the day this summer, which has been absolutely well received by guests because we're revolving where it's from, what the grapes are, what the profile is. So it gives them opportunities to try things when they come in. If they're regular guests and they come in, you know, every 7 to 10 days, they can have a different option, whether it's from Corsica or Sicily or the U.S. We've had all kinds of interesting options. And of course, France and some Italian, so it's continually evolving. I think one of our most popular was when I first started the program in the beginning of the season was something from Australia, which you never know how people are going to perceive or receive that information, and it went very well.
Let's back up for a moment and just mention that you don't just hang out at the Coast Guard House. You have a title there, right?
I do. I am the wine director, one of the hats, my main hat.
Now, isn't there a nice French word that goes along with that?
Yes, sommelier.
Sommelier, right. I didn't want to mess that up. But and you also teach about wine.
I do.
Johnson & Wales?
I do. I basically lead the education of the Wine and Spirits Education Trust, otherwise known as WSET, which is a global school that Johnson & Wales is accredited for. So I spearhead that program, and I've been fortunate enough to grab the interest of a lot of our staff. So our team members have been coming on board to take that class and get that certification.
And Gail's expertise in wine is drinking it.
Absolutely. And I'm curious about the Mike and I were there with family a couple of weeks ago at the Coast Guard House, and I ordered the rosé of the day, which was wonderful. Unfortunately, I forgot to take a picture of the bottle to put in my file that I have on my phone, and I can't remember what country it was from, but it was really my kind of rosé. It was dry, but had enough fruitiness to keep it soft for my palate. And I really, really, really enjoyed it and kicked myself that I didn't ask to see the bottle and take a picture of the label.
Now, do you know what wines were on what day? Can somebody call you up and say, I was there 2 days ago and what was the wine? Or that doesn't work that way?
If it's in a certain period of time, if it's in the last three to seven days, sure. But we've been turning it pretty quickly. So, and I bring in multiple offerings for a week, not knowing what the paste will be and how we turn it around.
Now, you mentioned Australian wine, mm-hmm. and Gail frequents Australia. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're aware of that. She's mm-hmm. going to be going back soon. And so while you're there, Gail, have you ever noticed differences in wines?
Well, I learned about rosé in Australia, interestingly enough, because one of the things that hosts will do with me to entertain me when I'm not working is take me to vineyards, of which they have many. They have lots of different wine valleys around the country. And so I've learned to do a lot of, I did a lot of wine tastings when I'm there, have done a lot of wine tastings when I'm there, and learned so much that I just didn't know I needed to know. And the big category for me was rosés. And the one thing I know about, for example, for me, Australian Chardonnays is that they're much drier than the Chardonnays in the United States. They tend to not be oaky at all. In fact, they're more often unoaked than anything else. They also have a very big organic wine following in Australia, which is, I think, relatively new here. I don't know that the following is all that big.
What could organic wine be? Isn't all wine organic?
It's how it's treated in the vineyard. Okay. It's more like organic grapes and then how they're farming the property. And that's kind of become a big thrust here in the U.S., whether you're sustainable or organic or biodynamic being the, kind of the next level of committed to the environment.
Okay. I heard you mention something before the show started when we were just getting settled. Did I hear the word volcanic?
Yes, volcanic wines. That's been kind of a new thing. Not really a new thing, but a more recognized thing. It's kind of a trending topic. We're here in Rhode Island, you know, always kind of on the fringe of two metropolitan areas. So it's just starting to infiltrate here. And volcanic wines are non-fruity wines, mouth-watering wines, savory wines. So they're very food friendly.
Hmm.
So okay. would they be more appropriate for winter foods than summer foods, or I don't know anything about volcanic wines, and I'm guessing most of our listeners don't either. So I'm curious as to what the flavor profiles might be of different volcanic wines.
So if you're talking about whites, you know, refreshing acidity, sometimes a salinity on it that, you know, gives you this kind of specific mouthfeel on it, but it's not going to typically be something that's fruit forward. It's going to be maybe more herbaceous. And when you say minerality, again, a hot topic, minerality, you could say like it has a stoniness or it tastes like that kind of profile, where a red, again, is not going to, it's going to have typically restrained fruit on it. And it's, again, going to be more savory, not necessarily vegetal, but just different in its profile. And
interesting.
Yeah. And ironically, most volcanic wines obviously come from warmer climates. And the alcohols are trending in the area of anywhere from, you know, 12.5 on some things I just had tasted from the Azores to, you know, 13, and you're talking about Sicily.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it seems like we could go for a long period of time here talking about different kinds of wines, obviously. We want to get more information about the Coast Guard House. But before we do that, I just want to segue to a piece of music to give ourselves a chance to catch our breath. And maybe we'll have a little wine here in the studio while you're listening to this music. Tonight, we decided that we're going to use a little Joe Perillo to set the mood for us. So Joe Perillo, jazz pianist, Grammy-nominated, has his own show here on Friday nights on WCRI. A lot of you are familiar with Jazz After Dinner, so this will be the Jazz After Dinner segment with wine. So we'll listen to a piece of Joe Perillo's music from his album Block Island Summer. This is entitled Clouds by the Joe Perillo Ensemble. And then we'll be back with more of the Coast Guard House Restaurant.
Thank you.
The Coast Guard House Restaurant is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversation. Alyssa Wybrennick is here. She is the wine director at the Coast Guard House. And Gail Jentzik is here, our local wine expert. And I'm Mike Mano, and don't know a whole lot about wine. And we're specifically talking about wine at the Coast Guard House Restaurant. If you'd like to check out the website, it's thecoastguardhouse.com. Very easy to remember. And it's a beautiful website. It has some great pictures of a beautiful scenery that you can see from the Coast Guard House. And also a brand new room upstairs. What do we call that room? Well, that's the
anchor room.
The anchor room. Okay. And again, some beautiful views. And we've been talking about wine and the various opportunities there. And I have to say that Gail and I were there about a year ago, and I was very impressed with this. This has nothing to do with the taste of the wine, but we did see a saber or a sword come out.
Oh, that was so much fun to watch.
And pop the top off of a champagne bottle, mm-hmm, right?
Right. Yeah, we had done last summer, and we still kind of continue it along the Saber the Moment kind of campaign. So anybody that was buying a bottle of sparkling that fit the atmospheric pressure that we could do the sabering, we welcome that as kind of a free hospitality event. And we trained about 8 of the team members to be able to saber a bottle. So it went over very well. They got very competitive. We ended up sabering more than 102 bottles last summer. So it was a lot of fun. We've kind of digressed this year, not as much sparkling. I think last year everybody was kind of celebrating that things were trajectorying a little bit more normal.
Right, exactly.
But so it was fun to watch. And speaking of people that were trained, that's another opportunity that the Coast Guard House has over a lot of restaurants, is you have a lot of people trained to do what you do.
Yes, cultivating a group of individuals that have the wine bug, and they are pursuing that on an educational level with the classes that I mentioned from, you know, Johnson & Wales with WSET. If you come into the new anchor room, I have all their certifications. We got them framed. We got them up.
Oh, nice.
And I have another round that just graduated the level 2 this past spring, which they just got their certificates. So I'm going to have those framed. So we'll have a nice wall of all of our wine certifications for our wine steward team.
Can't wait to go look at that.
Right. Now, and you always have questions, Gail, when you're there about wine.
I do. And what's nice about the Coast Guard House for me is that if I'm wondering about a particular glass to try, the wait staff is very knowledgeable, even if they're not a certified wine steward, to say, well, would you like to try this? Here's what the flavor profile is. If you'd like more information, I can get somebody to talk to you more about it. And I just find that really fascinating and hard to come by, frankly.
Right. It's not something you find in every restaurant.
Absolutely not.
And the Coast Guard House is open 7 days a week during the summer. Is that correct?
We are. We're open 7 days a week all year round, with the exception of a few days.
All year round. Okay.
Yes.
So that's a great opportunity, yeah, because if you're down in southern Rhode Island area, and if you haven't been there, you should go there because the food is unbelievably good. The service is impeccable, and the view is just something that
priceless.
Yeah, it's not. I guess you're just fortunate to have the views that you have, but it comes in with a price, right? There has been in the past. I know we've had Bob Leonard, the co-owner, on the show. He's talked about some of the reconstruction and things that happened by being on the water, which is beautiful, but not always. So in the past, there's been some construction issues, but now that's all solved. And knock on wood, it'll last for another 50 years without another major hurricane coming in.
Let's hope so.
Can I go back to asking about the wine stewards? So how many do you have at the restaurant in total? And how would I know who they were? Is their role different than someone who's a waitstaff person?
Yes. So we do have a team of 7 outside of myself, and that's going to grow probably by the end of the year, which will be terrific. They are dressed in whatever they want to consider business attire. So they're dressed in normal clothes. So it gives them an opportunity to express themselves that way. And they do have a pin that they walk around with that they've obtained by getting their certification. And the team members that are actually the servers are to let the guests know that there is someone to talk to them if they had questions, and that person would step in.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Are there availability of questions like I might ask, knowing absolutely nothing?
Of course.
So if somebody wants to get started, it doesn't make any difference what level of knowledge you have. It's a good place to go.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it's interesting when you talk about the various kinds of wine. We talked about the wine of the day, and that's something you're going to continue doing for a while.
Rosé of the day will probably subside by Columbus Day weekend, but we typically then will have a white glass special of the day or a red glass feature of the day, and you know, continue to rotate the wine by the glass. Will slowly evolve into something a little bit more heavy on the reds. Right now, I'm definitely heavier on the whites side, so that's kind of the evolution of what happens. I mean, this summer we had 4 different Chardonnays by the glass, and so we were getting everybody involved with whether you wanted that kind of off dry style was there to, you know, your ultra premium, as they call it, selection from Napa Valley.
And then as things wind down for that, there's going to be some events in September. I know you mentioned something starting then.
Yes, actually, we're starting a little bit early this year. We were asked by the Newport Mansions Food and Wine if we would participate with having their off-site event, which is going to be a rosé brunch on Saturday, September 17th at 11 a.m. So that's great. The menu's all set up. It's right on our website. If you go right to our landing page, it's a big button right on the first page. It'll give you all the details.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
That's what you have to clear your calendar.
Yeah, I do. It's clear. It's now clear.
I like that.
Now, what about reservations? Is that something that's going to fill up quickly?
There's 75 people that can attend that. So how fast? Newport Mansions hasn't put it on their website yet, so this is a little heads up on that. But once it goes on, their events typically sell out quickly. We just don't know, since we're not in the Newport area, how apt people will be to come over to Narragansett. But I think once they see where it's going to be, because it is going to be in the new Anchor Room, that perhaps that would persuade them to come and join us for a lovely menu that Chef made, and they're paired with wines from Chateau de Clan. So we have Rock Angel and Garris. There's their most premium or ultra premium rosé by the glass. So.
Nice.
Now, I just want to make sure I'm clear. Nice. Can someone now sign up on your website?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they don't have to wait for the Newport group to
No,
do it.
They don't have to wait. We already started.
So what would be really great is if it was sold out before Newport had a chance to get it. All right. Well, we're going to take another little musical interlude here. We'll listen to a piece of Joe Perillo's music from his album Block Island Summer. This one is titled My Sentiments Exactly by the Joe Perillo Ensemble, and then we'll be back with more of the Coast Guard House Restaurant.
Thank you.
Coast Guard House Restaurant is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with two representatives, kind of the Coast Guard. One official representative, Alyssa Wybrennick, is here. She is the wine director. And Gail Jensik is here. She's the wine drinker.
Right, and huge fan of the Coast Guard House.
There you go, a huge fan. So we have a fan club. That's something you should have. You should have fan club buttons for people that are, you know, that want to come to the Coast Guard House, because there's a lot of them. We've been talking mostly about wine tonight, listening to music of Joe Perillo, which we'll have one more opportunity to do at the end of the show. But right now, we want to get back to Gail and Alyssa and talk about different things that are available and the rooms that they're available in.
Right. So I have two separate topics. First off is the new Anchor Room. I'd like to hear more about that. Is it reservation only? Is it a four-season room? Do you take walk-ins for that? Can it be reserved for special occasions?
Wow. A lot of questions at once.
Right. All of the above. So right now we're open 7 days a week. We open at 4 o'clock up there, and we start dinner service right into the evening. We do always have space for walk-ins in actually all of our dining locations. The deck, which is the seasonal outside second story space, is no reservations. It's all walk-in. The Anchor Room, being on the second floor, we have a new elevator. So there is elevator access for people that do not want to traverse the stairs that are outside.
That would be Gail. Gail doesn't like stairs.
I don't like outside
stairs. Yeah, those are outside. So now we do have an elevator. It is available for special events, basically mid-October, private events. They call it the shoulder season in our business. So outside of the business.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then my other question was, as everything does, things trend and come and go, and some things are really popular and then they aren't popular anymore. Wine is certainly one of those categories of things that are hugely popular for a few years and then sort of go into the background and something else becomes popular. So what's upcoming that's popular now?
Are you trying to say my Boone's Farm apple
is not popular?
It's not popular. I think right now what we're seeing is a lot of exploration in wine sales for this year in particular. I feel like people are willing to try different things. I reconstructed the wine list to basically call out natural wines of the world, both in the red category and the white category. And that has definitely increased the volume of sales in those departments. And I don't know if it's because the interest has increased or because it now has its own home on the wine list. So it's really clear what kind of, you know, what you can expect. But also people are willing to try that as well when we've had it like as a kind of a feature pour, whether it's, you know, a raw wine, which means completely like no intervention. So it has a definite profile that's different than something that, is done more traditionally. May still be organic, but done more traditionally.
Do you think that people's willingness or desire to explore has anything to do with us coming out of the pandemic, or is it coincidental, or your guess?
So my guess would be people are looking for adventure, more adventure, and that kind of went along with our igloos. You know, they wanted special treatment, special experiences, so they're looking at that. They're also trading up their wine. What they would typically get for a wine bottle, they may spend a little bit more now.
We should explain that an igloo was basically a domed tent that was out on the patio.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. They're everybody's own little like pod. We've had what people called them all kinds of things, but we call them igloos.
That's not something we hope to have back again, is it?
It is. It is slated to be back. Typically, they go up. This would be the third season, like the end of October, beginning of November. So, yeah.
And that's a separate reservation and a separate pricing system and everything.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's reservation only.
And that's also available on the Coast Guard House website.
It will be, right, once we establish the parameters.
All right.
And I would think some things like the igloos will always be available at certain restaurants because it is a special thing. Mm. If someone's looking to celebrate a special occasion, it might make it a little more special and a little more private, if you will.
Yes. Yeah, right. People like that, the exclusivity, I guess you can call it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And there are other events that come up at the Coast Guard House. I know that we took advantage of a candlelight event. That's going to come back again?
Yeah, October. Oh, boy, it went by fast. We'll start up again.
It was so lovely. We went for our wedding anniversary in December, and it was just beautiful.
Well, I guess we should explain what that is.
Yes. So we have a very talented individual named Katrina that comes in, and she basically designs the whole environment around a candle display and a theme depending on the season. We started it, I don't even recall how long ago, but it's definitely evolved from when we first started it to where it is now, and it's become an evening, so it's the second Tuesday of the month that people really anticipate, because it is. I can say it's magical in my view.
So it's basically just candles.
It is.
Artificial light.
No artificial light, and they're in all kinds of receptacles to reflect and be beautiful.
It was beautiful. We loved it. Yeah. We look forward to it again this winter.
And the wine list continues to grow, and things continue to change daily. So they should, if you've been to the Coast Guard House, that does mean you shouldn't go back again very soon, because things are changing. If people have questions, can they seek you out, or do they just go to one of the other stewards?
No, everybody can always ask for me, for sure.
Okay. And it's interesting to me that there's that much popularity to something that I know nothing about.
Well, there you go.
So if you were to say to people, come to the Coast Guard House, because you mentioned at the top of the show, I think you said you have about 30 glasses available on the menu.
Yes.
That's an awful lot of wine by the glass, right, for the average restaurant?
It is. Absolutely. It is a large amount. So it's worthy of coming just to try something by the glass.
I try something different every time we go, because I can.
And you're usually very happy.
Yes, and always happy.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in today and giving us a little more information about wine available at the Coast Guard House Restaurant. Remember, the Coast Guard House Restaurant is a very easy website to remember. It's just the name, thecoastguardhouse.com. So check it out. Make your reservations and see Alyssa and when you get there. And if you see Bob running around, he's usually really running around physically, but we're happy to have you as clients here at WCRI. Thank you for supporting the arts and supporting classical music by continuing to be a client of ours. And Gail, thanks for coming in tonight.
My pleasure, as always.
And Alyssa, we'll look forward to seeing you at the Coast Guard House. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to listen to another piece of Joe Perillo music. This cut comes from the Block Island Summer album, and it's a Joe Perillo favorite. It's one of many recordings that Joe has. He has, I know, at least 7 or 8 different ones that are available at this time. This is going to be the title cut, called Block Island Summer. Thanks for listening. I'm Mike Mano. We look forward to seeing you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Listen to WCRI every Friday night at 8 p.m. for Joe Perillo's Jazz After Dinner, where he'll explore greats in the world of jazz music. That's Jazz After Dinner with Joe Perillo, exclusively here on the Classical Station.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.